Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 17th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 249 years ago, today in 1775, the Battle of Bunker Hill took place in Boston, Massachusetts. This battle marked the first major conflict of the American Revolution. Although the fighting took place on Breed's Hill, the battle's name references the nearby Bunker Hill. British and colonial forces clashed for 2 hours, leaving lasting impacts on Charlestown and the colonies. The battle, though a tactical British victory, galvanized the colonial resistance and inspired future generations to fight for liberty and justice. Each year, people gather at the Bunker Hill Monument in remembrance. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's mostly cloudy and feels like 59 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:23, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 84 and west wind around 8 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 10:30 a.m. with a high tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reached 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday and Wednesday will be mostly sunny and hot, with highs in the mid-90s and southwest wind of 6 to 8 mile per hour. Thursday will be mostly sunny and hot, with a high near 100. Friday has a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with a high near 91. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Dallas Mavericks coach Jason Kidd, known for his subtle provocations, stirred the pot again after his team's 122-84 victory over the Boston Celtics in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Despite facing a 3-1 series deficit, Kidd claimed Boston was ready to celebrate prematurely. He emphasized Dallas's desperation and resilience, noting, "The hardest thing in this league is to close the door when you have a group that has nothing to lose." Historically, no NBA team has overcome a 3-0 deficit, but Kidd remains optimistic as they head to Boston for Game 5. Now on to sports. Bryson DeChambeau has won his second U.S. Open, triumphing at Pinehurst, number 2. DeChambeau's victory came as Rory McIlroy faltered, missing crucial putts, and continuing his nearly 10-year major championship drought. DeChambeau's crucial par on the 18th hole secured his win by one stroke. McIlroy's struggle, including bogeys on the final holes, highlighted the intense competition. DeChambeau praised McIlroy's skill, acknowledging his own luck in the victory. This win adds to DeChambeau's 2020 U.S. Open title, showcasing his resilience and strategic play under pressure. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Yankees 9-3. Tonight, the Sox are on the road in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. The Celtics are back at the Garden to take on the Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. In top news, Roaring Kitty added 4 million more GameStop shares, bringing his total stake to 9 million shares, valued at $262 million. Despite this move, GameStop stock sank 4%, trading at $30.18 on Friday. Last week, Keith Gill, known as Roaring Kitty, revealed his 120,000 GameStop call options. Fans speculate he used proceeds from these options to buy the additional shares. GameStop recently raised $2 billion from a share sale, but reported a 28% drop in first quarter net sales. In business news, a $4.5 billion settlement between Duquan, Terraform Labs, and the SEC marks a resolution in the high-profile case involving Quan's failed stablecoin. This follows a series of legal actions in the crypto sector, including Binance's $4 billion settlement. Quan, known for his collapsed stablecoin in 2022, faces significant legal challenges. With Terraform Labs bankrupt, the ability to pay the fine remains uncertain. This settlement is part of broader efforts to hold crypto bad actors accountable as the market matures with increasing involvement from major financial firms. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $66,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $147. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA's 47-year-old Voyager 1 probe is fully operational again after 7 months of technical issues. In November 2023, the spacecraft, over 15 billion miles from Earth, began transmitting unreadable data. Engineers traced the problem to corrupted memory in its flight data subsystem computer. By April, two instruments were restored, and now all four are sending readable data. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 continues its mission, studying interstellar space, showcasing the incredible longevity and resilience of this historic probe. And in entertainment news, Matt Damon and Casey Affleck star as two thieves on the run. In the trailer for Doug Liman's heist movie, The Instigators, set to premiere on Apple TV Plus on August 9th. Damon plays Rory, a desperate father, and Affleck is Cobby, an ex-con. After their heist on a corrupt mayor goes awry, they embark on a chaotic escape with Rory's therapist, portrayed by Han Cha, reluctantly joining their adventure. The film also features Michael Stuhlbarg, Paul Walter Hauser, Ving Rhames, Alfred Molina, Toby Jones, and Jack Carlo. The Instigators is produced by Artist Equity, Studio 8, and The Walsh Company. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the U.S. representative who originally dedicated the Bunker Hill Monument in Charlestown, Massachusetts, Daniel Webster. And he said, "Behold then, fellow citizens, the difference resulting from the operation of the two principles." Here today, on the summit of Bunker Hill and at the foot of this monument, behold the difference. I would that the 50,000 voices present could proclaim it with a shout, which should be heard over the globe. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.